Hiya, folks. It's Lay Rooster here, coming to you from the Hen House. Thanks for tuning in to check out one of my podcasts. Wanted to give you just a little information about these. A lot of these podcasts are coming from my YouTube videos and some of my Twitch streams where we've done them live with audio and video, of course. But a lot of the videos, particularly the ones that I'm bringing here to you with podcasts, are really well suited for the podcast and the audio spectrum because they're mainly a lot of talking and description and discussion and explanation. There are occasionally some times where I'm pointing out maybe something in a graphic or an infographic, but I usually try to explain those verbally as well. But if you're interested, please help out and check out the YouTube channel. You can find me on YouTube as where I am Lay Rooster. Just one word, Lay, L-E-R-O-O-S-T-E-R, Lay Rooster on YouTube. Subscribes there, help me out a ton. And you can also catch out the live streams where we're playing the games and talking about some of this stuff on Twitch TV. That's twitch.tv/Lay, L-E underscore Rooster, R-O-O-S-T-E-R. Don't forget the underscore there or else you won't be able to find me on Twitch. Anyway, I look forward for you finding me there. And there are options below with links to support me and to find me on YouTube, Discord, and Twitch. As well as I appreciate your subscriptions and support of this podcast and all of my content creation. So thanks a lot and cock-a-doodle-doo. Hey, you chickadees, I'm Lay Rooster, and you're in the Hen House. It's time for some news from the Marvel Strike Force weekly blog that posted just yesterday afternoon. So it's time for us to give you the buzz and give you that information about what's going on the Power of Orange, as it's called. Let's check it out. But before we do, that means it is time for... the Marvel Strike Force Weekly Buzz. Buzz, 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 buzz. Oh, crap. Who let in all these bees? Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop, stop,
and
stop.
And welcome back. All right. Remember also to like this video and subscribe. It helps us beat the YouTube algorithm into submission and help us out, Commanders. So let's get into this. The Power of Orange. Greetings, Commanders. If your roster is feeling blue, seeing red, or is just green with envy, read on, because this week we're revealing how to power up your characters with more orange than ever before. We'll also be revealing a new trade option for our upcoming Gamma Raids, blitzes that'll sting if you miss them, and weekly events to put shards and catalysts in your hands. Ability Materials Updates. As Strike's roster has increased, so has the need for more ability materials to power up your characters. To help you earn more T4 ability materials, we'll be updating the rewards for Raids and Alliance War. Depending on your Alliance's activity level, you should be earning between 60 to 190 more T4 ability materials per season. Here are the updates that are on the way. It does sound good to get more T4s so that we can T4 a whole bunch of things. Unfortunately, that could mean that they're going to be requiring more and more T4 abilities, or characters and teams are going to require more T4s in order to be effective at what we need them to do. So any gifts usually come with an expected increase in demand, so typically in this game. So just be aware of that. All right. Raid and Alliance War Season Rank Rewards. Rank rewards for raids will include 100% of all raid participants, and everyone outside of the top 5% will earn more T4 ability materials. The end result will be an additional 5 to 40 more T4 ability materials per season. On the Alliance War side, rank rewards will also now include 100% of all Alliance War participants, and everyone outside of the top 10% will earn more T4 ability materials. The Alliance War updates will result in 20 to 50 additional T4 ability materials per season. Ultima 7 and Doom 1. We've also updated the raid completion rewards for Ultima 7 and Doom 1. All T4 ability material rewards now match those of the top damage contributor, rewarding 30 to 90 additional T4 ability materials per season. That sounds good. Note here for raids. Everyone outside of the top 5% is getting more T4s. And on the Alliance War side, right, everyone outside of the top 10% will earn more T4 ability materials. Now, that on one side, that sounds like it's snubbing the top people in raids and war, which wouldn't seem to be very fair. Are they getting nothing? Are they getting snubbed? Are they perhaps introducing a new thing, a T5, that they will be getting, and that's going to encourage everyone to push up or something like that? I don't know. Let's wait and see what's happening here. We can expect things to increase, just like our gear tiers go up and our level caps go up. We could have an ability increase, you know. All right. Let's watch that. Let me know in your comments below what you're thinking. You know, does this imply something? Is it just no? Nuts to the top performers? Might as well not be a top performer. Something tells me that that's not the direction they'd want to go. All right, Gamma Raids update. The Heroes for Hire team is already making an impact in Alliance War helicarriers, and soon you'll have the opportunity to flex their might in Gamma Raids. Starting their next run, any Gamma Raids 3 and 4 nodes that required the Defender's trait will now also allow the Heroes for Hire trait. This is an additive update, and no other trait restrictions will be changed. So what that means now, Heroes for Hire, again, originally when they came out, there was a lot of suspicion that they were going to be the ones to unlock Adam Warlock. And I know that's part of why I pushed to get them. And that team, I am happy to have them as a decent war defense team that takes some good counters. But they don't have much else use. I mean, they can win some of the Blitz battles, but things like that. So being able to use them in place of my defenders, and actually that'll be better use on the lane, the defender's lane. So there's more reason or more use you'll get out of them, which is tends to be what we do when we get a team that doesn't have a lot of use. Scopely tends to, rather than like rework them or something like that, they just start making them required or, you know, have more places to be used specifically. So I will be happy to see them play a little bit. I like the animations, and playing with that team is kind of fun, but we don't get to do it that much. So at least this Gamma Raid will give us an option to do that. So another reason to consider having some Heroes for Hire if you can get them easily or find them useful or if you're really close. Anyway, let's talk. Now, upcoming blitzes. Don't miss our upcoming blitzes featuring characters who help bring the firepower to their respective teams. Generating buzz. Hey, this is the buzz. First, on July 26th at 5 p.m. is the Sharp Sting Blitz featuring Yellow Jacket. Pester enemy teams in battle to earn tons of character shards for this powerful Pymtech blaster. And then immediately up next on July 29th at 5 p.m. is the first run of the Deputy Director Blitz, which rewards shards for Maria Hill. Take advantage of one of your first opportunities to earn tons of Maria Hill character shards and start bolstering your Secret Avengers team. And we got a little Pokemon that's visiting us. Come check us out on Twitch, where we catch Pokemon and do other fun mini games and hang out and chat together while we're playing games. Okay, blitzes. So I'm glad to see Yellow Jacket. He's a end node, hard node, farmable. So a lot of people don't have as much access. I'm still farming him and trying to finish him off. He is required as part of the Jubilee unlock, and that is a tough battle. So you need them boosted and everything, but you need that team boosted. And in order, and Jubilee is required as part of the Adam Warlock, unlock, and thus kind of completing the Infinity Watch. So the Pymtech team is essential to Adam Warlock and your Infinity Watch team. So those are all kind of part and parcel of how they're tied together. Just like Black Bolt, who we'll be talking about in a minute as well. So, work on that. It'll be good. There are probably a lot of the higher end people won't be pushing hard for Yellow Jacket because they'll probably be completed, but there's plenty of people like myself who still need some shards. So I plan to make sure I blitz some. So we'll see. But next we have the Maria Hill Blitz. That's the first opportunity, except for this core store shenanigans where we can buy her for way too much money, that's out there. So this will be the way that everyone and their mother will be trying to get Maria Hill. Maria Hill puts down a box and pulls out a rocket launcher and really does some masterful stuff on that Secret Avengers team. I want her just because it just makes sense to kind of complete that team. And I've always thought Maria Hill should be in the game. And I always thought that S.H.I.E.L.D. operative essentially looked like Maria Hill. So I want to get the new Maria Hill. All right. So I expect a lot of people be pushing hard for that blitz. So you'll have to compete harder there than I think with the Yellow Jacket for sure. But be aware. And, you know, if you push and get some Yellow Jacket and then try to stay alive in the Maria Hill blitz. All right. Bonus and flash events. Black Bolt's legendary event is heading your way. Oh, also about those blitzes, just note that it says on Maria Hill, take advantage of one of your first opportunities to earn her, meaning it sounds like we're going to have multiples. Probably usually there's two blitz releases. So we'll at least get two, maybe. But it doesn't say it's in blitz. So who knows exactly how we're getting opportunities for her, you know, strike passes, things like that. So we'll see. Keep your eyes peeled. All right, bonus and flash events. Black Bolt's legendary event is heading your way soon, so it's time to power up your team of Asgardians. Starting July 25th at 5 p.m., enjoy double shard payouts in campaign nodes for your Asgardian characters with the 4 Asgard bonus event. Filter your roster using the trait Asgardian to find all eligible characters and their corresponding nodes and locations. All right, this one, Black Bolt is still very useful in a lot of places, and he's key on the Inhumans team, as well as helpful in war counters and things like that. And I find I can use him in some of the raids that I'm doing and different things like that. So, again, you want to get him. You also want to get your Asgardian team. Hela's the hard node farmable character there, so you got to push for her. But she is node farmable, so when the event is up, you can try to spend extra to get those, get extra shards if you're lucky there. And again, the Asgardians are still a good team and have many uses. They will help you in blitz and different places, and you can use them in war, or you can split up the team and do some other stuff with them. But they are going to unlock Black Bolt, and you need Black Bolt to Black Bolt and the Inhumans team to unlock Ebony Maw to complete the Black Order team, which is still a very good and viable team. And Ebony Maw is still very useful in the Dark Dimensions and stuff like that. So is Hela. I use Black Bolt in some Dark Dimensions because I already have him that powerful, but he's not without use. But anyway, so it's all just like the Adam Warlock Pymtek connection. This is the Ebony Maw Asgardian connection. So that's a chain that you do want to be working on. Don't miss out. And make sure you keep working and make meaningful progress, even if you're not going to unlock this time around. All right. Other next. Then appearing out of Puff of Smoke on July 30th at 5 p.m. is the Relic Hunt Flash event, where you can rack up Catalyst parts by sending your hand team into battle. If you need to strengthen your hand team, forgo the Help of the Beast and opt for the Need a Hand event. For 24 hours, the number of hand character shards rewarded in campaigns will be doubled from 2 to 4. Filter your roster using the trait Hand to find all eligible characters and their corresponding nodes. Okay, it's the Hand team. They have a monthly event. Can we still use them in one of the Greek raids? I think they may have gotten rid of them there. Yes, I think they did. But they keep them viable for this event. I'm still working on getting 7 yellow stars on all of my hands so that I can complete the final 7-star challenge on this relic event. You're going to want to get there eventually, but you're not going to want to sacrifice on other places where you want to progress. This is a good when this event comes up monthly. I always encourage doing a little bit of extra farming then. That's when I farm them. I may throw cores and refresh once or something and just see if I can finish off some stuff. So the closer you get, the more it makes sense to do that. But be aware, don't sleep on them. You also, you know, Elektra is in there and she's part of the Shadowlands team. That's a much more viable team. So you'll want to get her shards and build her up. But get your hand there. And eventually the hand's going to get a rework because they suck so badly. They have to get a rework. And if that ever happens, you'll at least have them ready. I would not sink enough. I would only level them up enough to complete the challenges that you're at for this Catalyst event. I use them as a, quote, loser team in Blitz to drop myself back down when I'm doing Blitz rotations. So that's their use for me. They do win on Tier 1 in Blitz. Yay. All right. So be aware of that and keep that in mind. Okay. So what are your thoughts? What's important? Are you excited about getting more T4 ability materials? Do you think there's a secret T5 material being hinted at, or are we just misreading some of that stuff? Anyway, put your comments down below. Also, make sure you like this video, give it a thumbs up, subscribe to the channel, and help us with our subscriber and YouTube push. Really helps out, and I appreciate it a lot. Also, make sure you hit that notification bell so you catch the next video that we do. We always do a blog video, The Buzz, every week, and then we'll have other videos about different kind of gameplay and different things that are notable, new character unlocks, team testings, etc. Come here for your Marvel Strike Force news and some gameplay stuff. Make sure also you check down below where we have the Twitch stream, where we stream Pacific time weekdays after work almost every day, and throughout the weekend, all over the time, starting early in the morning and going on. So come check us out with Marvel Strike Force, as well as other games that are fun and engaging. And so links to that and the links to the Discord are below in the stream, as well as links to the podcast versions of these. And if you're listening on the podcast, one, thank you very much. Make sure you are following and subscribing there. And also check the links in the podcast description for the YouTube videos and the Twitch stream. So love to see you guys there. And if you're coming from YouTube or the podcast to the Twitch stream, please let me know so I can give you a special shout out. Thanks again, and cock-a-doodle-doo.